March 20th, 2018, it will be one of the greatest days of my wrestling life.
No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just going to keep you right where you're at right now.
It doesn't matter what you think.
The Wrestling Realm presents Break It Down with Brian H.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Break It Down with Brian H. If you know me, you know I am pretty much grinning ear to ear as I have been doing so since Tuesday, March 20th at around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern Time, as we get right into our top rope segment, and you'll find out why I've been grinning ear to ear.
He's going up to the top rope.
It's time for this week's top rope segment of the week.
Ladies and gentlemen, my top rope this week is Daniel Bryan is medically cleared for in-ring competition in the WWE. Woo, it was what an emotional roller coaster. I'm pretty much sitting in the same spot when I went on Periscope in 2016, and I did a tribute to Daniel Bryan. It was known, and I believe it was the end of 2015, but it was known that he was officially making it known that he was retiring. It was over. His WWE career was over. And it was such a sad occasion. And I had on my Yes chain. And many people said, well, you know, he shouldn't wrestle no more. And that's good. He's going to retire. But I knew Daniel Bryan, just watching, this wasn't it. He wasn't going to take no for an answer. And tonight resembled the moment when he was in the cage with Bray Wyatt and he had on the Wyatt family jumpsuit. And then he took it off and he had on his wrestling gear and he stood atop the cage and slowly but surely raised his hands to signal, yes, yes, yes. He is back, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? For all you haters out there, everybody, for the Dave Meltzers of the world who said, oh yeah, Daniel Bryan, he'll never wrestle again. No, Vince is not going to clear him because if Vince clears him, he's going to be going against his own doctors. And he has some of the best doctors. And let's not forget the doctor was the guy from the Pittsburgh Steelers. And all the people who came to me, oh, your boy can't wrestle no more. And I said, nah. Then when they said, when Daniel Bryan said, or you know, when Bryan Danielson said, I'm cleared. Oh, WWE's not going to let him wrestle. They're not going to take the risk. Guess what? You all were wrong. And I'm here gloating. I am happy. And, you know, my beautiful wife fixed dinner. And I said to my kids, 8 o'clock, I have an appointment. 8 o'clock, my appointment was with USA Network. It was time for me to watch SmackDown. And sure, we saw Daniel Bryan come out there numerous occasions over the past couple of years. But when he came out there and said he was medically cleared, it was an amazing moment. This is going to go down as one of my favorite moments in wrestling history. Because that moment when he retired, it was sad. And I'm an Edge fan. And when Edge retired, it was sad. But I never got Edge back. I got Daniel Bryan back. What a night. What a joyous occasion. But just like that, let me get right into my tapped out segment.
Here's our tapped out segment of the week.
My tapped out said, can the WWE please stop with firing people before WrestleMania? I mean, the whole firing thing is old. Last year it was AJ Styles. Who fired him? Daniel Bryan. This week, who's getting fired? Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. And so that, just that, because wrestling was so good this week. WWE, NXT was good. So but that segment, I had to choose something. And that was it. And I was like, what's going to be tapped out? But that was it. Do we have to fire somebody every week? Every year leading into WrestleMania, only for them to come back and they're going to have a match. But nonetheless, I mean, I would have been satisfied with just a beatdown. I would have even taken a suspension. But did Daniel, you know, but it's not going to be too much of a tap out because, boy, did Daniel Bryan look happy. I've never seen, like, when he revved up and he was able to run and hit those front drop kicks and the yes kicks that Miz have been stealing. Daniel, oh, man. I want everybody, when you get a chance, go right now while you're listening. If you got your headphones on, if you're driving, don't pull over. You know, you can read it later. Go to thebrianhwarriors.com. Because I wrote 5 matches I want to see Daniel Bryan in 2018. And 2 of those guys were in the ring with him tonight, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. But, you know, I could obviously talk about Daniel Bryan forever, but I'm not going to do that. Because let's get right into Monday Night Raw. Roman Reigns, you know, he was trespassing, and his trespassing led him to a beatdown. If you forgot, Roman Reigns is suspended, folks, and he's not supposed to be out there wrestling. I mean, he's not supposed to be on TV, but he came out there, and boy, did he receive a butt whipping from Brock Lesnar. And, you know, if I could jump into kayfabe, boy, was I hot. No, here comes Brock. You don't show up. And then you just, now all of a sudden, you want to show up when Roman's handcuffed. But I tell you one thing, when that music hit, boy, did I was like, oh, shoot. Because it was one of them, oh, beep moments. It was no, like, oh, man, here he comes. And nonetheless, Roman gave, Roman took a butt whooping and, you know, I understand it. I would have rather seen Brock not show up for a couple of weeks. But nonetheless, it what do you do at this point? Because people start chanting, you deserve it. And it's in Dallas, the place where he won the WWE World Heavyweight Championship from Triple H. So that's obviously not a good sign. But, you know, the fans are fickle. I do believe, you know, I like Roman Reigns. He's going to win the WWE Universal Championship at WrestleMania, in my opinion. But boy, that was a beatdown. That beatdown was ugly. Yes, I added a syllable to it. But let's move on to the main event of Monday Night Raw, folks. Total Deletion. You know, my daughter, 3 years old, she was wondering, delete, deletion. She was trying to say it. It was so funny. It was so cute. But so this is the type of match I want to see Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt in. You know, I don't need to see them in a traditional wrestling match. Throw them in the Boiler Room. Throw them in the Hardy Compound. What was that place where Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton wrestled last year? Like, this fits them too. And I thought it was decent. I went in watching with an open mind. Didn't see it live, but I watched it with an open mind because obviously we saw this at TNA. Most of the time, you'll always remember your first time. But this was just, I just watched it with an open mind, and it was something I enjoyed. So, you know, shouts out to them for pulling it off. And, I mean, obviously with the WWE, the production value was great. I want to see where they go from here because, obviously, Bray Wyatt is – Matt Hardy can say he's been deleted, but Bray Wyatt is not going out like that. Now, speaking of Monday Night Raw, John Cena, folks – he is begging The Undertaker for an answer. And he's telling Taker, you know, he straight disrespected him. You know, he keeps saying everything and keeps calling him a coward. You call The Undertaker a coward. Well, what did that lead to? That led him getting his butt whooped by Kane. Did he not pay attention to what happened to Roman Reigns? Let's not forget, Roman Reigns was doing something. this was around Survivor Series. Get ready to go to Survivor Series, I believe it was. He was not in a big match, but he was in a match, and all of a sudden, here comes Kane. You gotta remember, that's Undertaker's younger brother. And Kane came out to avenge his brother because Roman had been running his mouth. Never forget, he runs his mouth. It's my yard now, and little brother coming out there. And that's what happened again. John Cena running his mouth, and that's the perfect way to bring in Kane. Now, I know I tweeted at Brian H. Waters that I'm in the minority. I don't mind seeing Kane and John Cena at WrestleMania, because I quite frankly do not want to see The Undertaker wrestle again unless he's on the motorcycle, unless he's in regular clothes. I'll take that, but I don't want to see the dead man walking. Well, maybe dead man walking, but I don't want to see the dead man again. But let me take a quick break. Got a message for you.
What's good, everybody? This your boy Drizzy Dre, Mr. One and Only from the Flex Zone, Mondays at 10 p.m. on WBGR. And right now you are listening to Break It Down with my boy Brian H., brought to you by the Wrestling Realm.
Shouts out to the Flex Zone. Appreciate that. Make sure you check those guys out. I'm always texting them every day about wrestling. It's fun. We're supposed to be linking up for WrestleMania. I'll let you know the location as we get there. Maybe I won't. But nonetheless, it's always good to get up with those fellas. Shout out to Andre for that message. But let's move on to the women. So we got Charlotte and Asuka. Obviously, that's the match that we're going to get at WrestleMania. But what I like was we had Charlotte versus Natalya. And during the match, well, before the match, Natalya is basically telling Charlotte, hey, you know, Asuka stole my spot and I could beat her. And you're scared. And that's why I like where they're going, because when you look at Charlotte, she kind of just keeps saying, I'm ready for Asuka. And you start to wonder, is she really ready, or is she trying to tell herself that she's ready? Who knows? But nonetheless, so you look at Natty telling her this, and you're like, uh-oh, this is going to get real interesting. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, they had a match, and I tweeted, has Natty ever beat Charlotte? I honestly couldn't remember. So, you know, nobody tweeted me back, thanks to Twitterverse. But or if they did, they didn't tag me. But I'm watching, and what do I see? Carmella comes out. And I'm like, oh boy, Kasha? No, not before WrestleMania, but smart, because Carmella and Natalya have been in an alliance, and it was a distraction, and Carmella sacrificed herself, getting her head almost taken off by Charlotte's big boot, only for Natty to roll up and get a 1-2-3. But that's something that you have to watch out for come WrestleMania, because while many people don't believe it might happen, she could very well cash in her money in the bank. Now, shout out to my boy Glenn Thomas and my boy Corey. I was talking to them, and, you know, we were always talking about different scenarios. You can check them out on Wrestling Marks of Excellence. But you come up with different scenarios of when the cash in could happen. And, you know, if it doesn't happen, you probably see it around Mother's Day or Father's Day, one of those pay-per-views. Who knows? But she has a year, so I know people, you know, before the original rules was you had until WrestleMania, because the first few Money in the Banks was at WrestleMania, but now you have until Money in the Bank. So it's going to be very interesting to see when does this happen. Let's move on to Charlotte's, the person she'll probably forever be linked to in her career, and that's Sasha Banks. Yeah, Sasha Banks and Bayley, yet again, Monday Night Raw. They came out there and they had something to say. And basically, Sasha said, look, we're sisters or best friends or whatever. We need to talk this out and face to face. And Sasha seemed like she's ready to squash the beef. But Bayley just can't get it out of her head what Sasha did to her. And because of that, it looked like she was not ready. I was wondering, were they going to tangle it up? And then all of a sudden, here comes Absolution. As a fan, I'm irritated because I'm like, man, I've been waiting for this. I wanted to see what was going to happen. Oh, well, here comes Paige and her crew. But you know what? Looking back at it, it makes sense. Now, where do they go? There's rumors, and as my man Conrad would say from something to wrestle with, rumor and innuendo, saying that they're not going to have Sasha and Bayley at WrestleMania because there's not enough room on the card. We'll see. I want to see it at WrestleMania. I've been wanting to see this match since SummerSlam, so give it to me at WrestleMania, doggone it. So we'll see about that, but I just thought it was interesting, and like I said, I was very irritated that it did not happen there, that she did not get a justification, we did not see some sort of interaction, or at least the conversation finish, but that's going to be another reason why I watch next week and pay attention on social media. So let's move on. You know, we're going to stay with the women, because we got to talk about Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax. So, for those who do not know, that match is official coming up at WrestleMania. Nia Jax, Alexa Bliss for the WWE Raw Women's Championship. One of the things I told y'all last week, and, you know, I talked about this on the Big Gold Belt podcast this past week, and shouts out to them for having me on. I said this. Nia Jax is not a monster because you have to humanize her. And what you did, and Kurt Angle said it. He said, my daughters were watching last week, Alexa, what you said to her. So when we see Nia Jax raise her hand and become the new Raw Women's Champion, it's going to be great, folks, because it's going to be the ultimate pinnacle, and it's the ultimate redemption after getting totally just tortured by somebody who she thought was her best friend. A total took the knife and stabbed her right in the back. So that's going to be, can't wait for that. But I did love, but Nia Jax, first of all, when you saw her running, like, wow, you know, Alexa Bliss real little and Nia Jax is, you know, built. Man, she was about to destroy her. And I didn't think Alexa was going to get away. But Mickie James was obviously the ultimate sacrifice in that. So we'll see. Now let's move on to the U.S. title picture. We got Jinder Mahal, the modern-day Mahara, going in. Now has been added to the United States Championship match between Bobby Roode and Randy Orton. Something else I called. This is good. I want to see Jinder walk out with the belt. This guy, for what he was a few years ago, when he was a part of a three-man band, he has totally made a change. He went from being a main eventer on Superstars, or sometimes a jobber on Superstars, to WWE champion. And I remember when he first came out, me and the real Dwayne Allen, we always talk about, like, man, this guy has something. I really like the storyline he had with the great Khali. And, you know, when Khali came back this summer during his match with Randy Orton, I kind of wanted to see him stick around a little bit, but I guess he couldn't for whatever reason. But man, adding him to the match, and I think he leaves with the title. This matchup with him and Randy Orton has been very interesting. You know, Orton made, like he said, he's a man, he's been, you know, obviously I didn't beat him during the summer. But I think this feud between Bobby Roode and Randy Orton, it needs it. It needs it in there. Next week we'll get a tag team match on SmackDown, with one of the Singh brothers and Jinder Mahal taking on Bobby Roode and Randy Orton. Of course, those two are going to clash, so we'll see what happens. And now let's move on to the WWE Championship. Why is, you know, it's towards the end of the rundown, but, you know, it's not to say it's not relevant, but, you know, sometimes when you're producing a show, you got to keep the good stuff for later on, too, keep you hooked. But you got Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles, and the rumors are AJ Styles is hurt, so, you know, we'll see. We know how rumors go in wrestling. But nonetheless, AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, just seeing these two interact backstage, they're telling a different story. You know, they're telling a story of one-upsmanship, who's better. AJ Styles has, you know, it's the dream match situation, but Shinsuke is just kind of looking at AJ like, I don't need your help. I'm going to beat you at WrestleMania. So this is fun stuff right here. I want to see what happens, because I think when we do get that match, it's going to be one definitely to write home about. It's going to be one that we're going to keep watching for years and years to come. So now, let's move on. Because what's one of the biggest news this past week is that WrestleMania 35, folks, is going to New Jersey, New York. That's how they booked it a few years ago at MetLife Stadium. I tell you one thing, I'm happy. I'm from Baltimore. That's 3 hours up the road. I am in the building. How many people coming out? Make sure you tweet me. Well, obviously, we'll do that next year, but, you know, this will be fun. And plus, did you see the colors? They're black and orange. Those are my favorite colors for those who don't know, so I'm really excited. That's one of the dopest logos I've seen. But, you know, who was at the forefront? New Day? And I don't see these guys breaking up anytime soon. So I was happy to see New Day out there and happy to see, you know, Triple H and Ronda Rousey. I'm going to put this. Do we get a mixed intergender match next year? Triple H versus Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania? I mean, anything can happen. Don't rule it out. So, you know what? Now it's time for Wrestling for the Culture.
It's time for Wrestling for the Culture, where we take a look inside to see what the wrestlers of color have been doing this week.
All right, Wrestling for the Culture. This week, we had Mark Henry going into the WWE Hall of Fame. He joins this already stacked class that includes the Dudley Boys, and Jeff Jarrett, and more. But congratulations to Mark Henry. Just some of his career highlights. He won the World Heavyweight Championship in 2011 from Randy Orton. He won the ECW Championship. He won the European Championship early in his career. He was given it to him from Jeff Jarrett after Jarrett beat Eagle Brown. And he had a baby. He had a baby with Mae Young. Guess what? They had a hand. But when you talk about Mark Henry, when you talk about Hall of Fame career, who can ever forget the fake retirement? You know, the fake retirement was so funny. It was a night where we all thought it was over. Mark Henry's career was done. And what did he do? He fooled us. But shout out to him. And thanks to Mark Henry for that retweet, you know, in this week's Wrestling for the Culture, which you can find on dbryanhsporters.com. A couple other highlights. Cedric Alexander going to WrestleMania. He will face the winner of Mustafa Ali and Drew Gulak, which I'm pretty sure by the time this airs, you will know who that is. You also have the Street Profits advancing in the Dusty Rhodes Classic. Shane Strickland adding more gold to his collection. This week he won the PCW Light Heavyweight Championship. Ariella Nix won her first championship when she defeated Tara Calloway to become the new primetime BBWF Women's Champion. We had the Dot Mob. They continue to add more gold. This is their third tag team championship. This time, they won the Texoma Tag Team Championship. And in WCF Wrestling, Backyard Fed right here in Baltimore, Maryland, we had Riley James. He won the hardcore title, but then we drop it back to the guy he gained the title from early in the night, Supreme. Make sure you check them out at WCF Wrestling. That's all for this week's Wrestling for the Culture. Make sure you check it out each and every week on dbryanhwaters.com.
And now for this week's questions from the realm.
All right, now it's our final segment. We have a few questions from the realm. We have three questions from _pensandwords_ on Twitter. Shout out to my girl Diamond, who writes for FoxSports1340.com, and she also writes for Bullets Forever. So, here's one of her questions. Should Taker accept the challenge by John Cena, or will Kane avenge in his place? I think Undertaker is going to accept. I would love to see Kane avenge in his place, like I said earlier. I know it's not many people would like that, but hey, I would. Just think it would be something different. Another question. How big would it be for Undertaker to give the answer at WrestleMania? More than likely it would be yes. I think that would be really cool. It'll be obviously, you know, Cena impromptu, but, you know, obviously they gotta sell tickets, so Undertaker is a ticket seller, no doubt about it. though? I mean, would they not have any tickets sold? Would the place not be sold out if he says doesn't answer by then? The way this card is stacking up, I doubt it. But you never know, you know. And it's not really so much a pay-per-view buys anymore because everybody tend to watch on the network. But you never know. There might be somebody out there who's a loner who said, I'm not watching unless Undertaker, and I know he's going to be on the card. They know Undertaker's on the card. They pay their $9.99. You know, he's a big ticket draw, nonetheless. Last but not least, are there any wrestlers I feel should hang it up? That's a really good question. Nobody on the current roster right now. I'm pretty sure if Terry Funk's out there still wrestling, we know he retired 30 million times. Maybe so. Maybe the Rock and Roll Express on the independents, but independent wrestling's kind of hard to. But older legends, you know, they wrestling for a different purpose. So there's nobody out there that I say should hang it up. So we on Facebook, we got my boy Sean the Shark Williams. And he says, who needs to switch brands worse? Who needs to switch brands worse in the draft? Man, that, so who really needs it? And I'm looking at that, and I don't really know who necessarily needs it. I know it may be interesting if, say, no, because I think right now, what I see, everybody's kind of in their rightful place. I don't see anybody that I could think of benefit going from the other place. Like, for instance, if I saw Baron Corbin, I'm not a Baron Corbin fan, and Raw is already heavily heel stacked. Maybe he would benefit just because you would get some new feuds. So maybe I'll give that as an answer. But other than that, I like Ty Dillinger. I was looking at him tonight. I don't see him doing anything either. Jinder Mahal set the standard because when he switched brands, he went from a mediocre jobber to a WWE champion. I don't see that happening with anyone else. Sami Zayn went from being a mediocre jobber to being in the main event. And, you know, obviously helped with Kevin Owens. But that's the thing. I don't see that in anybody on Raw or SmackDown right now. And said, who would win a world title this year, Braun Strowman or Samoa Joe? I gotta go with Braun. Joe could do it if Roman wins, and that would be the perfect scenario. But Braun just looks very hot right now, and I'm not seeing Samoa Joe. So not to say he's out of state, out of mind, but I would have to see, like, when he comes back and see how he's being booked. So right now, I'm going with the safe spot. I'm going with Braun Strowman. And last question is from, let me make sure I say his name right, Kevin Crittenden. If I said your name wrong, Kevin, please forgive me and write it hyphenetically so I can get it right the next time. It says, picture the scenario where the Elite would come into NXT for a feud. So, I think, so the easy answer would be, you know, you have them come in and beat up Adam Cole and them, or, you know, and then that would be it. But I would, or maybe have them come in like the NWO maybe, but I mean, that's already been done before, so I don't know if there's I don't have a scenario for them to just come in and just kind of like, you know, on this takeover thing, just being undisputed, you know. So I would just bring them in and just have them, you know, I would have them come in and be cocky instead of the sneak attacks. I would just have them come in and show up, sit on the front row, and then just maybe sit in the chair, and then, you know, maybe security comes out and it's like, what are y'all doing? Well, we're sitting. They put their chairs next to the where the announce tables would be if they were at ringside, and then, you know, they get thrown out, and then next thing you know, they come to find out they have a WWE contract, an NXT contract. So maybe that, you know, it's just everything's been done. Like, if they come in and they beat up on Undisputed, well, we've seen that before. That's how they came in. They beat up Drew McIntyre. So, you know, I just don't want to do the same thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for this week's edition of Break It Down with Brian H. Make sure you check me out on everywhere, just about everywhere you can get your podcast from. Make sure you go on iTunes, subscribe, drop me a 5-star rating, and when you do it, send me a screenshot. I'll give you a shout out. Go on Google Play, you know, for those of you out there with Androids, I got you covered. Go on Stitcher. You can download the app for absolutely free. You can get this podcast. And make sure you subscribe to the Wrestling Realm on YouTube. You'll get the whole show on YouTube for free. And make sure you follow me on Twitter at Brian H. Waters. Make sure you're following the Wrestling Realm on Twitter at Wrestling Realm. That is WREALM. Make sure you're subscribed to liking our Facebook page. And like my Facebook page too. You'll get clips of the show right there. But like I said, you'll get the full show on SoundCloud, Google Play, Stitcher, YouTube, and iTunes. Till the next time, so long, everyone.